As we waited for Zark's plane to touch down, I spoke with Deputy Chief Jonathan Brooks and wondered if early on he'd even imagined that this moment was possible.
Wow. There are no words to describe what I feel, what every one of the officers here feel today, because to have a rash return so quickly, I mean, I'm talking amazing, only 4 months of rehab to this point, and to have him come back home, and to give not only the officers in our department hope, but the city the hope, because he's been dubbed Tulsa's hope, and to be standing here waiting for his arrival is phenomenal.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say miraculous, because what I've heard about the extent of his injuries, it's a miracle that he survived, much less that he's coming home after 4 months. It's mind-blowing.
That's what's so miraculous, I'll use your words, about it. I mean, after being shot in the head,
at point-blank
left
range,
in the street, and 4 months later, returning home, walking off that plane with his family, is nothing short of a miracle.
Mayor Bynum, who declared Thursday as Officer Aresh Zarkashan Day in Tulsa, was on hand as well.
His therapist that I talked with, they said all the credit goes to this guy for how hard he has worked and the positive mindset that he's kept to get back here.
In his conversation with Zark, he told me he got a taste of the man's spirit.
When I was with him, he told me, he said, "Mayor, I just want to get back home to Tulsa. I want to get back to work, and I want to get to Whataburger." And so I'm hopeful that he gets to do all those three things in short order.
Zark got off the plane about 1:30. Pumped his fist in the air, and then the hugs and fist bumps started. At one point, he even came over to talk with reporters briefly, really to talk to Tulsa.
I'm just really, really happy to be back in Tulsa finally, be able to sleep in my own bed. And all of Tulsa, thank you for everything you've done for me and my family, and Sergeant Johnson's family. You guys are all amazing. Thank you.
He was asked if he was going to be heading to Whataburger from there.
No. I'll save that for maybe tomorrow.
As I was leaving the airport, I spotted Sergeant David Flanagan. He told me how much Zark's homecoming meant to him and his fellow officers, and how much the community's response has meant to him.
Throughout all of this, I was in the procession line when we left the service there from Victory Christian all the way until they laid him, Sergeant Craig Johnson, to rest. And I can tell you that what I experienced that day did away with any negativity that's being spewed in the media and throughout this nation. And, just overwhelmed by the amount of support from this community. And it's continued. And so I don't let the other stuff tear me down. Most days we're dealing with people, it's thank you for what you do. I can't believe that you still do this. And you know what? We're going to continue to show up every day. We're going to continue to do our jobs. And we're going to do our job in impacting this community positively.
In fact, he joked as I gave him my card.
You're lucky you didn't get me tearing up.
He wouldn't have been alone. Not that day. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.